I want to suck in as much energy as I can, add value to it, and give it away.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I believe you need to know your values. You need to know your values, and those values are derived from four different areas that are not balanced at any time, but hopefully over your entire existence, they'll balance out. One is your personal values. You know, what is it personally that I want to shop for? Two, my experiential values. What is it I want to shop for? Three, my giving values. What is it I want to shop for? Four, my receiving values. I will tell you right now, I want you to take care of you so you can take care of others. I used to tell everyone, oh, you know, my kids, I'll take care of you. It's really not what I want to do. I don't want to take care of my kids. I want them to take care of themselves for me. I'll take care of myself for them. It's a whole different way of seeing it. But I know that from my values. People that are hyper successful in business make decisions quickly. Does anybody know why? Because they evaluate it quicker. Does that sound fair? They're able to evaluate things quicker. Why do you think the E's there? Like emotion, evaluate. Anybody know what the E probably stands for? Energy. Anybody ever think an emotion might just be energy in motion? How about an evaluation is valuing the energy, right? Just intuition. So it allows you to evaluate things quickly, because I know for me, it runs through and I focus every day on what are my personal experiential giving and receiving values. Sometimes it's hyper experiential, sometimes it's hyper giving. Every day it's okay to change. You don't have the same values, and they don't have to be 25% equal every single day. My main values, all four of them, are based off of four things. Being gracious, gratitude, gives me perspective, makes my past lessons unbelievable, my present lessons even better, and my future lessons even brighter. That's all gratitude does. It allows me to make a decision, do I believe in past lives, future lives, or just this lives? Gratitude answers the question for me. What's the best perspective? What has the highest frequency? What has the most vibration? What's the happiest way to look at it? What has the highest energy to it? Simple. More lives. Secondly, forgiveness. If all we're here for is to learn lessons, and we keep on learning lessons until we learn them, right? The lessons keep on coming until we learn them, and they manifest themselves in pain, just like in a video game. If we don't learn the lesson, the pain's going to keep on coming. Well, we better be able to forgive ourselves for not being able to learn the lessons, or forgetting the lessons. Because that's another thing, like taking care of ourselves. If we forgive ourselves, we can forgive other people for learning their lessons too, instead of making it worse, creating an interference or a corrosion between you and I with judgments and conditions that I'm either inferior to you because I can't learn as many lessons, or I'm superior to you, Lou, because I've learned more lessons, or I'm just separate from you because I've learned different lessons. That's all it is. So forgiveness, then the powerful control of the universe comes from accountability. Accountability is counterintuitive, right? I've lived the first half of my life very successful financially, thinking I was in control. I lived in blame, I lived in shame, and I lived in justification, but I was in control. I made everything happen. I made everything happen, except for when it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen, then it was everybody else's fault. Truth. And then I learned accountability, evaluating what I was doing, putting my energy in the value that I wanted to, and I realized, man, only two simple questions. The lesson my mom kept trying to teach me again and again and again when she said, live above the line. What was she saying when she said live above the line? Raise your frequency, son. Learn the lessons that the universe is giving you to expand and accelerate. Live above the line. What does that mean? Number one, what did I do to attract this to myself? What did I do to attract this to myself? And most importantly, what am I supposed to learn from it? Seek the lessons. Seek the lessons. That's why we ask. We ask two things to seek lessons. How can I be of service, provide value? And two, do you know anyone that can help me? Seek the lessons. Someone asked me today about sleep, because I think it's one of the most underutilized focal points of the universe. People, you know, we all do it. It's the only habit that we all really do consistently for hours and hours and hours every single day. And it has the most impact on our 2/3 of our being, our subconscious being and our unconscious being. But yet nobody spends any time focusing on sleep, and it would accelerate and expand your life. So how do you do that? Every single week, I just make sure that I'm Googling sleep advice, studies on sleep. You can access these things, and it's up to date. And I'm learning all types of things about my subconscious and unconscious mind. Even sleep, I learned, don't cross anything when you sleep, because it actually crosses your energy. So I stopped crossing my arms, or trying not to cross my arms even when I was awake, because I know subconsciously it's creating interference and corrosion to your subconscious and unconscious flow when we cross things. Because there's electricity running through us, and there's a signal, and this signal becomes confused. Made sense to me? I subscribe to it, you don't have to. That's all it is. Accountability is not liability, right? There's rules and regulations, they change all the time. I believe there's no morality in conscious. No morality in a subconscious. There's a morality in a conscious that's created by a social contract of what we think, say, and do, which we all agree upon should be right or wrong, or we all agree upon by social contract to be legal or illegal. So, you know, smoking marijuana in some of the states is moral because you're not breaking the law, and smoking marijuana in some other states is immoral because you'd be breaking the law. And we all agree when we're in those states to abide by those laws. All are effective liability, none of them effective accountability. So understand the division, just like money's a currency that you can buy whatever you want, and if you shop for the right things, you'll be happy, and if you shop for the wrong things, you won't. Faith is the currency of the quantum field, the bigger Amazon. And if you shop for the right things and put faith in the right things, you'll be happy, and if you don't, you'll be unhappy. Don't put faith in what you don't want. There's all these seeds that are planted in your mind. Some by your parents, which you don't listen to, but they're planted. And then somebody that you respect, a football coach, a baseball coach, a teacher, a counselor, they say the exact same thing that your parents have been trying to tell you for years and years and years, and that seed's there, but they have a frequency that activates the corn, and the corn grows. Why? Because you now put faith in the corn. When your parents were telling you, you created resistance, interference, and corrosion into the soil that didn't allow their frequency to allow them to plant the seed there. You had the idea of gratitude, but when Dave Meltzer stands in front of you and says, gratitude will change your life, say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. People stand in line all the time to say, I changed your life. Seed was already planted. You already had a gratitude plant, but now, for whatever reason, my frequency stimulated your faith activated the seed, and the seed grew. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing is that people are putting faith in the wrong things. They're putting faith into the corrosion, into the interference, and they're getting in surprise when they get what they want, and they're not happy. The final thing is this understanding of the flow. I want to suck in as much energy as I can, add value to it, and give it away. I want to give it away so you can give it away, and so more and more people will feel that unbelievable power of the most inspirational, the highest frequency that, you know, I'm probably sucking in 1/1,000,000th of a percent of what's capable. I think in terms of infinity, infinity of space, infinity of time. I think in terms of infinity. Really let that sink in as a seed for all of you. When you, I had a person I was coaching as well say to me, you know, I'm having trouble, you know, understanding how I can make $1,000,000. I said, I understand. I had trouble understanding how I can make $100 billion. I get it. No difference. When I was 5 years old, I thought, man, I'll make $1,000,000. I'll buy my mom a house, a car, and retire the rest of my life. I'd jump out of a window if I had $1,000,000. That's all I had. And I won. But there's so much more. There's infinity. Right? I know that when I look through a telescope, I can never see the end. And when I look through a microscope, I can never see the end. I know that the 24 hours I'm given every day is just a man-made construct in an entire universe of time that probably has multiple dimensions that I'm in search of understanding. You can live in the one room in the house that you're given, right? Or two rooms. But what if you could leave the house? That's infinity. Leave the house. It's all right here. It's much easier. We all put limitations. I still put limitations on myself. I used to tell everyone that, you know, I was born on January 11th at 111, so I was going to live to 111 and die at 111 p.m. Because it's positive. You get an extra 12 hours. And Diane Cannon, who's one of my mentors, she's 84 years old, and I share my Lakers seats with her, and she's timeless. She looks like she's 60. She acts like she's 30. She wears heels like this at 84 when most other people that age are falling and breaking their hips. She's extraordinary. So I told her that, and she goes, oh, that makes me so sad. I'm like, why? You think that's too long to live, that I'm going to outlive all my friends and family? She's like, oh, no, cancer, that's horrible. She goes, no, you're limiting yourself. Right? The games keep on having levels. Thousands of years ago, it was 30 years old. Then 40 years old, then 50 years, right? This was the perception of how long. There's no mathematical or scientific reason for the cellular structure embodiment that you have to deteriorate. It's that we can't conceive the infinity of time of this embodiment, so it deteriorates. Look at a 50-year-old today, even an average 50-year-old. You know, take my picture, right? I'm king of average. Compared to a 50-year-old 100 years ago. Look how young I look. It's just energy. So I want you to live with those four things that first, gratitude, empathy, accountability, effective communication, how it affects your personal experience of giving and receiving values.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.